everyone. I'm your host, Rachel Fulton, bringing you The State for today on Tuesday, April 16th, where we bring you the headlines that matter. For our first story of the day, we're going to focus on some community news. And the National Marrow Donor Program, or Be the Match, hosted its annual drive last Friday at Michigan State University to spread awareness for blood disorders. The drive was held from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Brody Square and set up a bone marrow registry anyone could sign up for to match with patients, increasing their chances of receiving a bone marrow transplant. MSU Kinesiology Senior, Black Student Alliance Campus Liaison, and NMDP volunteer Michaela Lovelace helped organize and lead the event. Michaela, who was diagnosed with aplastic anemia at age 5, celebrated her 15th year of remission. Aplastic anemia is a rare blood disorder that occurs when the body's bone marrow does not produce enough red and white blood cells and platelets, causing hemoglobin levels to drop. Michaela was diagnosed with the disorder's most severe form and told that a bone marrow transplant was needed for her to live. In 2009, her family received a call from their doctor and found a 10 out of 10 match, allowing Michaela to receive her transplant immediately. After receiving this transplant, however, she developed complications such as nausea due to prior chemotherapy and developed another disorder that attacked her skin. To this day, Michaela undergoes transfusions to support her immune system. Now celebrating, though, her 15th year of remission, Michaela is an advocate for patients who have died from aplastic anemia and other blood cancers. Multiple student organizations such as Michaela's Sorority, the Delta Zeta Chapter of Alpha Kappa Alpha, Inc., Minority Association of Pre-Medical Students, or also known as MAPS, and Black Student Alliance volunteered with the event. Other students also shared their stories about battling with blood disorders or the disorders of a loved one during the event. Supporters gathered around to listen to the challenges each student experienced. For our second story, focusing on student life, the 26th Annual University Undergraduate Research and Arts Forum, or UURAF, took place at the Breslin Center last Friday from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., where over 1,000 undergraduate students presented their work to their peers, MSU faculty, judges, and community members both in person and online. MSU's Office of Undergraduate Research connects undergrads with research mentors, supports them in their projects, and oversees the planning of UURAF. Director of Undergraduate Research Brian Kias said students and staff work all year long to make this event a reality. UURAF is open to all undergraduate students at MSU, interested in conducting their own research, and the event showcases a wide variety of fields, from science to the arts. Brian said participation in UURAF is a feat in dedication and scholarship and should be near the top of students' resumes. He said he is confident that this experience will continue to help students succeed. For our final story, focusing on events, in the heart of East Lansing on June 21st and 22nd, music will ring out in the streets. The Summer Solstice Jazz Festival is returning for its 27th year and will provide an opportunity for attendees to listen to professional jazz musicians. The festival will be set up along Albert Avenue between MAC Avenue and Abbott Road. Anyone can walk through and take in the music from 5 to 10 p.m. on Friday and 1 to 10 p.m. on Saturday. The festival also partners with the MSU College of Music. Due to this partnership, there are two stages to be found at the festival. First, the Al and Beth Cafagna Founder Stage and the Michigan State University Outreach and Engagement Education Stage. The Founder Stage will feature performances from renowned musicians, and the MSU Education Stage will provide an opportunity for local performers to get their foot in the door. The festival will also feature multiple different ways for audience members to experience the performers, making the event even more accessible. This year, community members can choose to pick up a sensory bag. Bags will have sensory toys like noise-canceling headphones and stress balls, things people can touch to keep them grounded. If audience members need to step away from things for a while, they can do so without having to leave by visiting a quiet space on the festival grounds. For those who don't want the night's festivities to end, there will be an afterglow at The Graduate following each day of the festival. Located in The Graduate's Rock Bar, the afterglow is available to all ages and will feature more live music. And before we end our episode, today's weather forecast is looking to be another beautiful day with partly cloudy skies and a high of 68 and a low of 51. Thank you for joining us here on The State, produced by the State News and Impact 89 FM. You can find us online at statenews.com and impact89fm.org. Have a great day, and we'll be back tomorrow with more news.